Pukey soup, it's gonna move ya. I'm just a guy who's sticking it to you. Okay, hi everybody, welcome to Scotland. Okay, the mic should be a little better than it was the other day. How are we, everybody? I assume I'm on. You know, a pro would have the YouTube panel up to monitor the broadcast, but not over here. We're flying by the seat of our pants. And we're loving it. I can't get over this. Oh, hold on. Let me move the mic. Maybe it'll be better. Right in front of my face. Okay, it should be a little better than it was the other day. I had the wrong pickup pattern selected on the blue microphone. And it was like picking up the entire room. So it was probably complete dog shit. So I apologize for that. And we'll try to, hopefully it's dialed in on the right pickup pattern today and it won't sound as shit. It was basically picking up 360 in the whole room, which obviously will cause a lot of extra room noise and stuff. And I've also turned the gain down. Well, maybe I'll move it away from the speakers as well. All right, so it should be better. It should be a lot better. And, Don Coyote says it's a lot better. Anyway, welcome. To just a quick Edinburgh show. Edinburgh Mikey told me that somebody in the chat, I think it's MGD. Doesn't she keep changing her name? Now she's Slamantha. Because she lives in Edinburgh. And that's terrifying. But she was like guessing where I'm staying. But anybody, I'd be willing to bet that anybody who knows Edinburgh knows where I'm staying, because these buildings behind me are like very distinct. It's an area called the Quarter Mile, and they look exact like this cladding on the building behind me next to the windows. Like, that's not anywhere else in the city, and all the other buildings are like from the 1700s. So these look very modern. So anyone who knows Edinburgh knows where I'm at. Come fucking find me. I dare you. We got some fans coming in today. So we'll be doing hanging out with them. If you are in the Edinburgh area, if you're in Glasgow, if you're in Newcastle, come on up for the day and hang out. We're going to be getting drunk. God, can everybody just stop drinking so much? I went to Starbucks here. It's so shit. Everything's shit. Everything is fucking shit. Anyway. Like, Patrick has to worry about any of us crazies coming up there. You could. I'm just saying you could. We got people. Johnny Rockwell's asking me if I need weed. I don't need weed. I need you. I need my digital ambassador to come all over my face. All over my face. Anyway, we got a lot. I know Tukey Soup is on this morning. I don't know what time. Rocco, if you're watching, just let me know. Give me a nudge and I'll get the fuck out of here. I don't want to piss off Cardiff. I met Cardiff in Rochester. And, you know, he's very, very mean. Just unapproachable, not nice. He would never take off his mask, so you never really get to know if it's a man or a woman. And just abusive. Just a really mean, abusive man. And I don't want to get too much into it. The threats he whispered to me, but they're not good. And we'll be making sure he's dead shortly after I get back on American soil. Anyway, that's a threat, and you can send that to the bank. This came in the other day, and I didn't get to it. I guess we missed it. Audiophile America couldn't make it to DabbleCon because he was pleasuring a woman's body, but he did order the live stream so he could listen to it while pleasuring a woman's body. Everybody seemed happy with the live. Some people were emailing me about the live stream having problems. Maybe with, like, passwords or something. But I think it went pretty well. Like, the main thing, the problems we had in Hackamania were camera ingest and just not using, like, pro-grade camera. I was using, like, Canon M50 and stuff like that. They're not, like, shit cameras, but I got all new equipment for the next... It's just sitting in my studio waiting for the next Hackamania. We will not have another stream problem. Ever. Greg Edwards says that guy was masturbating alone for hours. Oh, no. Johnny Rockwell, I'm on the other side of Britain, 500 miles away. Where, like Portsmouth? Where are you? I'm going down to, Monday I'm going down to Liverpool to hang out with Sean. A lot of people got to meet Sean at Hackamania. He's a longtime fan, good friend of mine. So I'm going to be down in Liverpool for a couple days. And I'm trying to figure out this plan because Anonymous, who I still have no idea who that is, wanted me to go to Estonia. And I keep getting emails from people telling me, like, shit's popping off in Estonia or something. And somebody sent me videos of, like, soldiers marching through the street. I know absolutely nothing about Estonia. So, I guess I have to go because you fucking paid me to go. I don't want to go, but I think that's what's funny about it. And the flights to Estonia are fucked. Especially if I want to leave, like, Liverpool, Manchester. Brighton. Jesus, I didn't know you were poor. Come on. Anyway, the point is, I gotta go to Estonia. Some of the flights I look up, I'm not even shitting you, are like, you get there 2 days later. You'll, like, leave the UK at 2 p.m., 4 p.m. You have to go to, like, Wroclaw, Poland. Or, like, Sweden or something. And then you're, like, got, like, a 22-hour layover. And then the next day you fly to Tallinn, Estonia. Don't go, dummy, says Richard H. Diesel the Rottweiler says, don't go. Do you know if I don't go what you'll do to me? Do you know what the heavy... Do you know what the Lance News Network would do if I didn't go to Estonia? Listeners pay... Listeners pay Melton to go to Estonia, but he didn't. But you don't know. I guess this could just be in New York. I could just be lying about where I am the whole time. But I'll try to get a place in Estonia. I'll try to, when I pictured it, I pictured, like, setting up outside and doing a show. But then when I got here, I realized, like, oh, you gotta have internet and power. Citizen M says, don't do it. You guys will love if I go do it and die. You guys will love it if I die in a plane crash or I don't even know if they have, like, how safe are flights to Estonia? Mr. Panhandler says, I would never bring it up. Fuck you. Also, everybody keeps saying, like, have fun on your vacation. This isn't a vacation. I do have some business here in Edinburgh. So... Look, it's a little bit of a vacation to come see some friends and stuff, because I have friends here, but I didn't come over here just to fuck off. I got business over here. If I have to do a Taken for Save Melton, I want a free t-shirt. You can have a free t-shirt. Matter of fact, Diesel the Rottweiler, you just won a free t-shirt. Just email me. That's how we do it here at Nobody Likes Onions. It's not really a contest. We just give it away. So, Diesel the Rottweiler, you gotta prove, I don't know how I will prove who you are, but you just won a free NLO t-shirt. Just hit me up and let me know. All right, New Jersey Ranger says, Fatrick in the morning. Oh, God. First of all, if you tell... Especially Australian people. But if you tell
European people, you went to Starbucks, they go like,
I've been to the Soderbergh Bakery. I've been to fucking Cafe Nero. Cafe Nero sucks. Cafe Nero sucks. I've been to all your little coffee shops. There's an independent one that I like, that I do like here in Edinburgh, that I go get coffee if I'm near there. But, man, I go into Starbucks. They won't even put, you know, like I get Splenda and an iced latte. They won't even put it in there for you. You know, like, I'm sorry. I'm a sophisticated motherfucker. I want you to put the sweetener into the espresso. I want you to mix it before the milk, before the ice. I don't want you handing me an unsweet iced latte and then I gotta walk over to the... And by the way, they never have Splenda. You know, they always have some shitty version of a sweetener here. So, all right. And then, but it's never gonna be the same. You know, mix it in for me. Am I just spoiled? Am I just a spoiled American? Fucking hell. Jeez, trim your beard. I would never. I don't do well with people telling me what to do. Matter of fact, I think I'll shave it off. I think I'm going to shave it the fuck off. You don't know me. Somebody in the comments, oh, we got a lot of pedophile stuff to talk about. If you don't like the pedophile stuff, you might want to leave now. We're really going to get into kids and the way they move on today's show. I want to bring my friend Ricky on. Richie. He's an Irish comedian. And I've known him for about 5 years. But he has a very, very detailed opinion and evidence to back it up about how Michael Jackson is innocent. And I stayed, I met Richie in 2019. And it was right when the Finding Neverland documentary was coming out and stuff. And we actually stayed together for the month here in Scotland. And he started, like early on, he started telling me like how he thinks Michael Jackson is innocent. And I thought he was trolling. I was just like, okay, like I don't know, man, but... And he's like, I'm not even kidding you. He has all this evidence. And by the way, he's not like some sort of child molester apologist. He goes in really hard on Jeffrey Epstein. It's crazy because we were actually staying together in the apartment here in Edinburgh in August 2019 when Jeffrey Epstein hung himself. We were staying together. So like he goes really hard on Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons and all the people involved with that stuff. He goes really Andrew Tate and so all this stuff he hates, but he is adamant about the fact that Michael Jackson is innocent. And he ends every set he does on stage with "I'm Richie Sheehy, Michael Jackson is innocent." And look, no one can say for sure if Michael Jackson's innocent. He could have molested children and gotten away with it. We don't know about it, but what he has convinced me of 100%, just because I spent so much time with him talking to him, those two people in that Finding Neverland documentary, he did not molest. That is 100% fucking fraudulent. And the entire way those documentaries were filmed and presented were completely faked. And for instance, like just one of the examples, there's a scene in the Finding Neverland document or documentary where one of the victims is saying like, "Oh, Michael Jackson gave me a promise ring." And the producer's like, "Do you still have it?" And he's like, "Yeah, I think I might, maybe up in the attic or something." And he goes up in the attic and he gets this promise ring that Michael Jackson had given him. And what you come to find out about that segment of the documentary, that segment of the documentary was filmed months after the completion of the first draft of the documentary. And it wasn't even filmed inside of that guy's home. They were at an Airbnb. That was a pickup scene from later. And that dude, that wasn't his attic. He didn't go up and get that ring from the attic. It was so, it's all fucking staged. And he has all this evidence about it. And you go through it with him and you're just like, Okay, and you find out the guy, I think Reed is his name, who was behind that documentary, like has a whole agenda about it and stuff. I don't know. He's a fascinating guy to talk to because he knows all the ins and outs and details of it. And his whole thing is just like, I'm not saying like, we'll never, you don't know if Michael Jackson ever molested people, but he did not molest those two boys. He did not molest those two boys. But I don't even know how you would know that. But he'd be an interesting one to get over here. And just because everyone was so triggered about the child porn stuff, man, somebody in the comments was just like, what's with all the talk about child porn? What's with all the talk? Imagine being such a fucking pussy, you can't talk. You can't talk. You can't handle talk? First of all, how do you think laws get made about child porn? They have to talk about it. You have to discuss it and make rules. You can't handle talk? You can't handle talk. What a fucking bunch of pussies I'm raising. I'm your dad, and I'm raising you. Mason in Portland says, just like Julia Roberts in Eat, Pray, Love, may you heal, find peace, and restore balance in your life quest. Thank you. I'm not right. I'll tell you that. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. B-roll footage, okay, M. Jackson is innocent now. Come on, nigga. What? B-roll footage. Nobody said that. Do you know what B-roll is? That's a totally different. Come on, man. It was like pickup footage. Pickup footage. Have you heard of dramatization? Yeah, the problem is when you go like, I think I might have that ring up in the attic. In a documentary where you're talking about how a guy touched you, you shouldn't be faking. Come on, man. Come on, man. Jeffrey Epstein was innocent. He just liked kids like Mr. Rogers. See, Mr. Rogers seems creepy, though, doesn't he? Doesn't he? Have you tried scotch yet? This is why everyone hates us. This is why everyone hates us. If I recall correctly, this whole Estonia thing was explained by Anonymous in one of his chats, as he used to have a thing for women that was from Estonia. Hold on. So I'm going to Estonia because this guy met a girl once who was Estonian and she was pretty. That's why he's sending me to Estonia? What, am I supposed to find her for him? Whew. How would that work? How would that even work? I met a girl once. She was Estonian and she was so pretty. Patrick, you should go to Estonia. Okay, any other questions? Let's get them in. Lance says, wow, he's reading the free chat. Why not? This is a quick hang. I might be on an hour. I might be on 4 more minutes. We could watch some Aaron Imholt. People are... One of the guys in the comments was like, on that show goes, wow, this guy's... sticking up for Shuley. And it's like, hold on, what's Shuley in trouble for? I didn't know I was sticking up for Shuley, but I also didn't know Shuley was in trouble for anything. What's the argument for the people? For those who don't know, Kevin went on his show the other night and was like, I get emails from what's his name? ISO or ISO? I get emails from ISO all the time, as early as January of this year. He sends me these emails and they all say, join me on StreamYard. So he still works for them. He's a producer. He sends out their StreamYard invites. Look at all these emails I have that join me on. They all say, join me on StreamYard. It's almost like they're automated and it's a template email. So like clearly what happened is like this ISO producer set up their StreamYard account, the TSN, and when you put your email and your name in, whenever you want to invite somebody and you put in their email address, it sends an automated email with the link that says, join me on StreamYard. Like, if you've joined a show and ever gotten the link, like, now look, I could just send you the link through like an instant messenger or a text or something, but if you invite somebody with their email address, it produces an automated email and sends it out from the account that the person created the StreamYard account with. So like every email I've ever gotten to go join a Shuley Network show has come from ISO Doe. I've never seen this guy. He's never been on a show. He's never in the background. He's never. And by the way, I think after Pottstown was the first time I ever went on. So like, he was apparently done with him by then. I'm just letting you know that email is an automated fucking email that comes from StreamYard. Is Kevin so stupid that he thinks this guy's typing out, "Join me on StreamYard"? That's what you would say when you want to like come on the Uncle Rico show. Come on the BS show. Join me on StreamYard. No, that's what StreamYard sends out from his email address. You fucking idiots. So like Kevin's like, he still works there because I still get to. Now look, are Joe and Julie, should they change that email address? Should they change that setting? 100%. I don't know what they're doing. But to think that like this ESO guy is sitting back there emailing people and still working for them, like that's such an unfounded. Again, maybe he is. I'm not saying he's not. But like that's your evidence? Kevin doesn't know how anything works. But yeah, I'm not defending Shuli in any way. I think Shuli didn't have to come out and, I'm not defending Shuli or condemning Shuli. Shuli's not, if Shuli didn't fuck kids or have child porn, how is he to blame for any of this? You can't. Half of you are pieces of shit. And then half of your family's pieces of shit. And then I bet there's a bunch of coworkers you have that are pieces of shit. Is that an indictment of you? No. I don't. If your neighbor murders a man, are you a bad guy because you were on a street and didn't say anything? What are we doing? So, if anything, I guess when people say I'm defending Shuli, like, he shouldn't even have to fucking address it. But I guess it's content almost. I would address. I don't know why he was so upset. I don't know if that's just a father thing. Like, my kids could get fucked by a guy. I don't know if you're like, or I don't know if it's like he deceived us here at the Shuli Network. I can't even imagine how he could do that to us. We were family here at the TSN. So, that's where I'm at with that. Did you guys see all of Aaron M. Holt's suits? Fearless compiled this, I guess is the best way to say it. Aaron said this was his second favorite suit, and he said he had it custom fitted for court. You know? And we all saw this picture of him with his yellow and blue striped tie. But, you know, when they were in Vegas, it's funny. Aaron was also wearing the same suit, same shirt, same shoes, same tie. And then you go back years ago. Here's Aaron. Same suit. Look at this vest. And he loves buttoning. He doesn't understand that buttoning that second button is what causes it to look ill-fitting and weird. Like, don't button the second button. But with the shoes. So these pictures are all from different years. And he's the same suit, same tie, same shirt combo. And always putting on that vest. He was a three-piece. He's a three-piece suit kind of guy. Fuck. So good find by Fearless. Hit the like button for Fearless. We're doing it. And if you don't have YouTube Premium, you're getting an ad in 3, 2, 1. I like how it tells me when you poor people are going to get an ad. You're going to get an ad. Ooh, you're going to get an ad. You're going to get so many fucking ads. What's this?
Something's not right, Fatman. I've tried and tried over and over to get something going, and suddenly this dumb broad with saggy breasticles gets on Kiwi Farms overnight. Michaela just goes and tweets about Aaron Slampig, and suddenly she's Nick Ricotta's top agent and enforcer. Damn, I knew she was too good to be true.
You know what Joey C. told me in Rochester? Joey C told me that his morning show owned the mornings. I don't even know what that means. I think he means ratings-wise. He's like, dude, we own the mornings. We own the mornings. He's like, and I was like, Joey, I've never seen you have more than 12 viewers. And he's like, no, dude, we're like taking off. We're taking off. It's like, who is it? Kai and Gruel? What are their names? Can you imagine? So when we get back, we might... No, I told Joey I would never cover him. Rocco and I have a deal. Rocco said, I have Joey covered. So I'm going to let Rocco cover him. But I think Joey wants to get in on some kind of collab with me. But I'm not sure about that. I don't know how it really works. LL Cooley, member for 17 months. Top of the morning, Patrick. That's what they say there, right? You got my scotch yet? How are the Hiltons there? Go fart on the stone of destiny. Don't tread on me. America. Whew. How are the Hiltons here? Zach Whiteside, thank you for becoming a new member. You do have to be a member to chat today. I don't want to hear about it. We are reading the free chat today, though. Mostly because it's just easier to keep the free chat up on small... Usually I'll have both up where I can like see the premiums and the free, but I have very limited screen real estate, you know, on the mobile. So we're going... Hold on. What are people saying? Slam Pig has been exposed. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Exposed. The vest... is a result of the light blue shirt. Aaron is afraid of sweating through the shirt. So the vest gives him an extra sense of security if he needs to lose the jacket. Yeah, but like, doesn't that make you sweat more? Having another layer of clothing on top of that? Wouldn't that make you sweat more? Sketty Tooth John says, Slam Piece is prettier than I imagined. I think she's prettier than April. I will say that. I've only seen a couple of pictures, but... what's wrong with these women? Let's start the divorce clock for her and Moobs. Now, no, it's more fun to just let her... Like, what's so funny about... Like, imagine being a woman involved in this world and, like, not knowing what's coming. Your life is going to get fucked up. And she has kids. Like, she has her own kids. But, like, imagine not seeing the warning signs. I can't fathom a woman who can't understand what's happening. You know, every woman I've ever talked to, if they get into Aaron and they just watch Aaron for a little bit, they go like, oh, like, fuck. Like, this guy's a narcissist maniac. Like, he's so selfish and so self-concerned and so... in denial about reality and his own responsibility and role and everything. It's just red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. So I don't... Is it the fact that she was with him before? Because I do think the period in which he lost the radio, started doing online, started doing shows with April, has enhanced, if not rapidly accelerated... his narcissism. Like, he is far worse than he was 6 years ago, 5 years ago. But is she just she just must be ignoring. I don't know. But it's one thing to like fuck a guy. It's another thing to like stand by him, get involved in a show, start building his store. You know, she's going to help out with the merch and like, your life is going to get fucked up. Mark my words. This is a prediction. August 24th, 2024. Year of our Lord. God save the King. This will wreck her life. I'm calling it. This shall not be good for you. This will not be good for your children. And I imagine your career, whatever her job. I don't have a clue what she does for a living. but it ain't going to be good. Moody says, I think he love bombs quite early in a relationship and can isolate someone easily. I mean, that's what happened, right? A week after he announced the divorce, he announced he was in a new relationship. She had saved him. He wouldn't have any confidence without her. She had restored, you know, wind beneath my wings. This woman is my support system. I couldn't have done this without her. You know, that's pretty much what happened. And that was only a week after he announced the divorce. So it's what I've said before. He has to, not only does he have to have someone with him to prove his worth. That's all it is. That's exactly what Johnny and Matt, the reason they're such flavorless vanilla duds, it doesn't matter. A, they're so stupid they buy all of Aaron's horse shit. But B, as long as Aaron has someone beside him, he can go like, I'm not a lone crazy nut. I got friends. I'm not a lone crazy nut. I don't abuse women. I'm with a beautiful woman. April. So like, it's a crutch. It's almost a crutch. But having those useful idiots around him, whether it's Anne or April or Matt or Johnny or whoever, it's like that lends credence to all his bullshit. Because they stand by and co-sign all his bullshit. And Johnny was on Corn Diff the other night. I don't know if you caught that. Johnny was on Corn Diff the other night pretty much just shit-talking. They were playing the silhouette game. There was a silhouette of Aaron, like, about to beg for money. And they asked Johnny what it looks like. And he's like, looks like a pathetic guy who's about to embarrass himself and beg for money and look like a total loser. So I'm going to say Aaron Imhol. Like, it's happening. And Johnny said that, I guess he met his girl and things went well. So now Johnny's thinking about moving to California. Of course, this is how they all do. You know, like, fuck. I haven't gotten laid in a year and I met a girl who touched me and wheeled me around in my egg. And now I'm going to move to California. Now I'm gonna move to California. And if Aaron...
He said, I'm not gonna do any more overtime unless Aaron pays me.
Oh, that's the stand you're taking, Johnny? You're not gonna do any more overtime unless he pays you? Moody says he was shit-talking today on another podcast. Yeah, what's gonna happen... I mean, and if you don't know how this goes, you haven't been paying attention. Because we've seen about four examples of it this year. So it will go the same way Gino and Kiki went. Guys, I got a movie theater sized Diet Coke here. Movie theater. I think they put hair in it. Anyway... Johnny is one of those guys who's like afraid. He's not good with conflict and he's not good with like confrontation. So he won't break up with Aaron. But he'll go on other shows and drop little insults and bombs until Aaron snaps. And then Aaron will snap and be like, you know, I was good to Johnny. I gave money to Johnny. I did nice things for Johnny. I was great to Johnny. We were good to Johnny. We gave Johnny gigs. I paid Johnny when no one else would hang out with Johnny. And I was always nice to him. So yeah, it's sad to see that he's, you know, man, I guess he needs money. I guess he's on drugs. Yeah, It's sad. I was his friend. That's what's going to happen. Aaron will pull the trigger and dump Johnny. And look, Johnny's been for a month going around needling and hinting that he wants off the show. Chip Galloway says, that's why Johnny texted Aaron, you sure you need me? Seems like you're doing fine on your own. Well, Aaron doesn't understand that, like, people want to distance themselves from him because he's... The
You look like a fool. It's like I said when April would sit next to him and he would be like, the show's doing great. Our numbers are going up. We're making more money than ever. By the way, if you're not subscribed to the show, can you do me a favor? First of all, hit the like button. Do it for Fearless. Second of all, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, hit subscribe. We're, I think, 7 people away from 14,000 subscribers, which is insane. But we only need about 7 more, I think. So if you haven't subscribed and you'd really love to, if you want to be really funny, subscribe now, get us over the 14,000, then unsubscribe later and send us shooting down below 14,000. That'll be a hoot. You'll get us. You'll really get us. LL Cooley, hot tip. Don't say anything bad about Islam while there. I don't want to get involved in the petitions to get the Onion released back to the state. I'd love that. I'd love if Trump had to come save me.
Stand by your man, give him 2 arms to cling to and something warm to come to.
When nights are cold and lonely.
Give him something warm to come to? Oh, God. Having a babe on his arm equals the real goal. Also money. Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, he didn't, that Wednesday night he went down and pranced around with his headgear in. He missed his goal. And then he came on Thursday morning and didn't even address it. He didn't tick the goal up by 1, but he said it was 23. He literally said he made the goal. He didn't make the goal Wednesday night, but he just goes, Thursday morning, he was like, we got to keep the streak alive. We're 23. You're not. Like, so now, so for everyone who's ever sat there going like, I don't know if he's in denial, but he's in denial about reality. He didn't hit the goal on Wednesday night, and he ticked it up. Like, he did, like, it wasn't, he never said it came in later, he never, like, even his bullshit stretch rules, he just lies. He just fucking lies. We haven't missed it. I don't know what you're talking about. And then he missed Thursday morning, too. Somebody said, oh, yeah, we should watch that.
Do I have to spell it out for you? The woman named Michaela, who was so scared of any of her information being released, releases the Facebook page of Aaron's new lady, Michaela. All of your photos and information are already on the farms now. Beware of the new A-loggers coming after you that are pissed with Nick Ricotta.
Hold on, so Michaela doxed Anne? Slam Pig? First of all, movie docs. The movie said her name when he didn't know he was live. So we're allowed to say Anne. The new girl's Anne. Anne, you want to stay? You know what's crazy? Is we know she was there. We saw her feet in the video. And we heard Aaron tell her to stay out of sight. So now Aaron's got a girl. Tell me what's crazier. Bringing a girl on the show or telling a girl she has to hide in a corner? Where was she hiding in that tiny gym? Where was she? In a closet? Was she beneath the hockey net? Did she have to crawl underneath the boxing ring? He made her go, like, hide in a closet. You make your bed, you sleep in it. That's what I say. Sorry, Anne. Then in the background, she says, let's go home. She did? Hold on, is she calling Aaron's house home? Because we didn't even... What's crazy is he did that whole show Wednesday night. And there was no indication she was there. Until the end, when he looked over and he started nodding to her like... Yeah. Alright. And we were like, holy shit, she's there. This started out with her being like, it's okay to miss me. I don't have to be there all the time. And now she's like... Remember when Aaron made fun of April for going down and sitting... in on Nick's shows, like she would always do that. She was the sack demon or the slam or the chair demon or the corner whatever it was. And now it's like, oh no, he brings his girl into sit. And she said, let's go home. Kiwi Farms may actually turn on Michaela for doxing and yeah, these batty old single women are nuts. I'm telling you, Flat Cat, Michaela, they're like, and I'm not even saying they're bad people. Like, I met Michaela. She's very nice. And the tits. But they're all like, they all have like really fucked up boundaries. They all have really, they have no understanding about social mores involving like A, other fans, but B, the parasocial relationships they have with creators. And then I don't even look again. I care about as much about all this stuff as I do about Ian Hawke and all the trans people he's chronicling. I think Ian might be trans. I think Ian might be trans curious. Because why are you, how are you finding all the furries and the trans people and the crossdressers and the, like, I'd have no idea. Ian's like looking through the profiles of men. Yeah, I wonder if this guy owns lipstick. Ooh, he does. It's like, okay. I mean, what the fuck? What the fuck? How are you finding them is a better question, Patrick. Look, you can't help who's attracted to you. And I know I look like a fucking drag queen, so maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. A drag king.
Patrick, you're wrong about me denying reality. That's not true. It's not lies to me because I don't live in the same reality as you. The world I live in is far more enjoyable than yours. In my world, I am Aaron, King of House Imhotep, father to Gooey, Lord of Sauk Rapids, and keeper of the dentist's office boxing gym. All shall tremble in the shadow of Toe.
I don't know, man. But they all like, they all like go too far with like trying to like know the host or know other people or like get in other people's shit. And then the minute it happens to them, yeah, you're right. They spurg the fuck out. Again, I still don't even know what happened with Michaela. I have no clue. People don't believe me, but I do not, and I don't care. I have no clue what happened to Hackamania with Michaela. I know all the rumors, kind of, I guess, that she cheated on her husband. I don't even fucking understand. I don't know. But, yeah, you can't go around doxing people and diving in other people's shit and trying to get at other people's spouses and going after it and then, like, ah, hey, don't post my private pictures that I posted. Come on. Come on. Also need a lot of attention. Needy, needy ladies. Yeah, like Flat Cat. Like, Flat Cat doesn't do the doxing stuff as far as I know, but, like, as far as, like, out of it clueless bitches go, you know, be more like the pretty antisocial ladies, okay? They stay in their lane. They're not butting into anybody's business. They're not doxing. They just watch stuff. Call it like it is. Don't get me wrong. There are a bunch of hens sitting around. I bet he's doing. But that's ladies for you. And me. So I can't even be mad at that. Carry yourself with a little dignity, okay? Carry yourself with a little dignity. Look to the ladies in the chat to conduct themselves as if people are watching. Forming opinions. You never see Sketty Tooth John skirting out. You never see Sketty Tooth John losing her mind. No, maybe a little bit. Maybe she got too close to Chad. Maybe she flew too close to the sun. She's a little naive. She's a little too trusting. She sees the good in people, but that's because her heart's pure. A lot of time these women don't understand that just because you don't bite doesn't mean that people won't bite you. And then they have to learn that lesson. You have to learn that lesson. And I think Sketty did. But it wasn't because of any fault of her own. She tried to do nice things. She tried to go be supportive. You know, so there you go. Moody says Sketty doesn't lose her mind because Dalish isn't around here anymore. Who does? Who's losing their mind because Dalish isn't around? It's been like over a year since Dalish joined the Mudshark Army. By the way, I was thinking about this today. I was watching a some troll go around the Democratic National Convention. And he's literally like going like, yeah, we should like tax all the fucking whites way more, right? And everyone at that convention is just like, yeah, yeah. That's where we're at. People have Trump derangement syndrome so bad that anything that's like opposite of Trump, they're all for. Anything that feels woke, they're all for it. They're literally like racist. They're literally over there going like, Yeah, we should tax whites more. Can we learn from history? Can we? Well, blacks were slaves, so it's white people's turn to be the financial slaves. It's like, how about we just stop and make no one slave? The goal is no one should be a slave, right? The goal is we shouldn't discriminate on the basis of anything, right? So how about we stop doing that? And they're like, no, no, let's get the whites. When does it end? How long do the whites have to pay? Or will it just be an indefinite thing that whites do more? And it reminded me of Dalish. It reminded me of Shades Cal. Shades Cal left a comment the other day. Maybe she's back. I don't even know. Who can tell? But all these people who, like, the minute they get mad at me, run over and become fans of Chad, that reminds me of people with Trump derangement syndrome. People have convinced themselves that Trump is Hitler. If he's elected, it'll be the end of the world. And it's like, especially after we've already been through it once, it's like, remember when you said that in 2016 that it would be the end of the world and he was Hitler and then nothing happened and you still had to go to work and talk to your family and argue on Thanksgiving and still can't afford anything? Yeah. Same way as it was under Biden, same way as it was under Obama, same way as it was under Bush, same way it was under Clinton, same way it was under Bush, same way it was under Reagan, same way it was... Okay, get it? Like, it doesn't really... These people who, like, they're, we have to stop Trump or it's all going to melt. It ain't. It ain't. And then because they hate Trump and because they're so fucked up about Trump, they run over and support Kamala. It reminds me of getting mad at Melton, and so you have to run over and support Chad. Why? Well, Chad doesn't like Melton, so I don't like Melton, so I must like Chad. Imagine being so against Trump that you like Kamala. That it makes no sense. It makes no sense. If you're not of the opinion that they're both garbage, then you're off. I can't imagine just being like, no, Kamala fucking rules. Why? She hates Trump. Oh, okay. Okay. Chip Galloway, wow, rattled the correct presidential order. Oh, do you want me to keep going? Do you want me to keep going? Should we go back? Should we go back to Carter and Ford? I'll go back to Eisenhower, who built our interstate system. Every fourth mile of interstate has to be straight for 1 mile so that it can be used for runways during wartime. Did you know that? Did you know that? Every fourth mile of the United States interstate system has to be a straight mile so that planes can land on it during wartime. Thanks, Eisenhower. That's what he did. That's what he did. Let's talk about Jackson. George Washington was a real ass dude. I don't know. I don't know. Did you know he didn't have wooden teeth? Everybody thinks he had wooden teeth. That's not a thing. So that's a false anecdote. All right, let's watch. Anyway, I like Shuley. I don't want people thinking Shuley and I talk. Shuley and I are cool. So get it. Get mad, everybody. Leave it in the comments. Hold on, Michaela's here. Ugh. Gross. I got the internet going nuts. Oh no, he's gonna put that in an intro. I got the internet going nuts. I got the internet going nuts. All right, hold on. Here we go. Okay. I do like his interest. I like that he keeps it fresh. Subscribe to Real Media Player. He's got 608 subscribers. And when he gets monetized, I'm going to send him a big, big chunk of change. He's a nice boy. Oh, fuck. What did that do? What did that do? Ooh, boy. Hit the like button. Somebody tell me when we pass 14,000 subscribers. We need... like 7 more subscribers as of the beginning of the show. I got the internet. Oh, shit. I don't think Doom works for me anymore. He's probably like, you don't post the clips I send you, so why would I send you more? We'll get caught up. We'll get caught. You know what? I need someone to post them. I need someone to make the thumbnails and post. I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm running around seeing shows in Edinburgh. I saw a show last night. I love shows. I'm a big gay theater. I might go see Avenue Q tonight. I saw Avenue Q in London in the West End in 2009. And it cost £200. And Avenue Q, the full musical, is here for £15. And if you don't like puppets, I love puppets. I might go see Avenue Q tonight. A really gay puppet musical. Holy shit, where did that come? Oh, DK's here. 20 gifted memberships, we're doing it in Scotland. 20 gifted memberships, let's pull it out and put it in. 20 gifted memberships, shortbread and haggis. 20 gifted memberships, let's fucking watch this. I have to do that because I don't have my credits and honor. Oh, I should read the honor roll. I do have a photo.
Everyone else has a purpose. So what's mine? Oh, look. Here's a penny. It's from the year I was born. It's a sign. Ha, ba, 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 ba. Do, 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 do.
Somebody knows Avenue Q. That's from Avenue Q. I gotta find my purpose. Okay, hold on. We're gonna thank the high rollers. By the way, I don't know if everybody saw this. This was a dog that was on my flight. I should have posted this publicly. This is a dog. This is when I left Vegas to go to Rochester. This is a service dog that got on my flight. This is real. I thought it was Tukey. I thought Tukey was getting on the plane. This is a real... Somebody did this to a poodle. Look at Aaron's reflection. It's remarkably good poodle. Isn't that nuts? Isn't that fucking nuts? And you know the dog's like trained to be, you know, like a blood sugar sniffing dog or something. And he thinks he's like a serious working dog and everybody's just looking at it like a clown. And he's not in on the joke because the dog doesn't understand his whole aesthetic is comical. I love that.
Aaron is a sleeky bastard's hen. If he shook my hand, I'd count my fingers after it and shot it. About you double with the ball. That's giving me the boat.
Fuck you, lady. That's what stairs are for. All
right. So hold on. I got to read. Starberry, Tiff, Michaela, ooh, Mike Cutts. Wizard Nug 2, Shit Show, Jenny G, Father Joe, EFS, Drive By, Baloney Factory, North Idaho Pest Control, Rover, Sketty Tooth John, Edinburgh Mikey, Shane M 1980, Dan G, Brian K. I met Brian K. Brian Kowalczyk. Am I saying it right, Brian? I met Brian Kowalczyk and his lovely lady at the, I don't think it was his lady. I think she was hitting on me. I'm not even making this up. I think this chick wanted to fuck. She was like doing that on me. I was like, shit, dog. Nat Klo, 2.0. Bentley, Jason Bentley, Bob Sacramento, Anonymous, Bone and the Carbarian, Mycroft, Mr. Nobody, Mark Abatista, Spectre, NS5, RD, Christy Webster. Is that right? Fuck, I'm doing it again, aren't I? Christy Webster. Deep Surface, Tim Bollinger, Slicks96, DK, Dill Dog, Ricky Bev, Provo PM, Reels, and James Bomber. And if you ever wonder why I have trouble reading this, this is how I write it. I'm a psycho. I'm nuts. I'm fucking nuts. So I can never read it. Because I just scribble. in the studio. That's her. Poor Christy every time. Yeah, but it's fine. When you like, you, people like it when their name's a bit. People like it when their name's a bit. All right, here we go. Let's watch a little toe. Sketty 2 says, I touched your hump. Did you forget already? No, but I don't. I think this girl wasn't with. I think I said, like, oh, is this your wife? And he was like, no, we're not. And she was like, yeah, I'm available. And then we scissored a lot. I got the in the gigabubba.
Okay. This is from Real Media Player. Oh, he does not. He's not a steel toe guy. Because you have to get the internet. There's no getting the internet. They get to.
Who has to get the internet?
I got the internet. Funeral director with $2 starting it off this morning. Na 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 na. Canoe is a dude. Okay, there we go.
Okay, everybody's saying echo, and I need you again to just tell me, is it the echo from the mic? Like, is it okay? I can't every time. I'm gonna ban the people who just do it every time because it's old. Is it just picking up a little bit of my speakers because I'm listening to it and then you can hear it pretty clearly? Is everything okay? Is it okay? Is it okay? Will you be okay? I got the internet. I got the nobody like Tanya's chat room going nuts. I got the nobody like Tanya's chat room going nuts. Same as yesterday. It can't be the same. The mic is way less sensitive. It will not. It definitely won't be the same. But, you know.
How much do your Marlboro Reds cost over there, Mr. Non-Smoker? Does your landlord let you smoke indoors?
No.
Denial much?
No.
Are you okay?
And I'm on the Marlboro Golds. And I don't know what they cost a pack. I'm not that poor. Do you think I get up to the counter to buy cigarettes? And I go like, how? Real quick question. Sorry, everybody. How much are the Marlboros? And then they go like, 14 pounds. And I go, hold on. Let me see. Will you take 13 pounds? I don't have enough. Sorry, everybody. I don't have enough. And then I put back the baby food. That I used to work at Publix. I was assistant commonplace area manager. Is that what it was called? Assistant common area manager. Yeah. Which basically meant like I was in charge of making the schedule for the cashiers. It was basically like head cashier. Common area was like the bagging area, the front vestibule, and the like all the registers, like the front of the grocery store. And people would come in with WIC, you know, which is like the government assistant program for bad moms. And they're allowed to buy with WIC, they're about allowed to buy like cheese and beans and juice and milk and eggs and, you know, staples, like things you can't argue that are like, you know, like commodity type foods that families need or children need, you know, baby formula, diapers, like things like this. And they would get like a voucher or they would have a card that like got them access to that stuff. And they would always try to come in and get like beer on WIC, beef on WIC. And you would have to argue with them. And the saddest thing always, and this would happen like occasionally, like people would come in and they'd be like, they'd have like baby food and beer and cheese and soda, and they'd not have enough money, and they'd put the baby food back. And you're like, so just the frozen pizza and beer? We're putting the baby food back. Okay. And you can't say anything. Yes, Celsius. Oh, God, just get a Celsius and put a nipple over it for your child. It was sad. It was sad to see, like, adults making those decisions for their family.
Yeah, now he started it off. Benjamin Leviathan with $1.99 says flawless victory. Melody Crack Rocks with $10 says Aaron Ralph wants to call in right now to set up discuss setting up a fight for tomorrow. I got the kids tomorrow. I got today, but he's going to have to get to the gym. He's going to have to come at 7 o'clock tonight while we're sparring. And now he's got to set it up with people. He had a chance. He had me free and clear yesterday.
So this is it says back. First of all, what does this even mean? Back to even. Streak equals 22. So the Wednesday, this is Thursday morning. The Wednesday night, the night before, would have been 23, but he missed it. Now, he didn't erase it and put zero. He just kept it. And even later, you'll hear him go, guys, we're at 23 for the streak. He's not. That's just a pure lie.
Today. And let's not pretend we don't know what this is. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. 320 is your number. Thank you guys for kicking it off, right? I appreciate that. It's last goal of the week. Tomorrow we've got Rumble Friday.
So that's his thing again. Every day has to have a special thing. Monday, it's the first goal of the week. Tuesday, it's the first night goal of the week. Tuesday, we got to keep the streak alive. Wednesday night, it's Matt's last night. Don't let the goal down. Wednesday morning, it's the last day of double day shows. Get that goal in. Wednesday night, it's the last night show of the week. Don't forget to hit that goal. Thursday, it's the last goal of the week. And Friday, it's Rumble Friday. Every day has to have a little fun theme to guilt you into giving. God, it's the last goal of the week.
That'll be a lot of fun. A lot of things we can talk about there.
No, I have headphones. I'm just too lazy to put them on. So don't get me wrong. I could make this sound better. I care far too little about you people to do it. So I just want to make sure that's clear. I want you to know that I can do better and won't.
It seems like a lot to just jump 15.
Didn't he say it was 22 and then he was saying it was 24? No, because he didn't. Wednesday night he missed and he didn't update it to 0 or 23. So he's just counting it as 23. And then, he's counting it as 23 and saying, like, come on, guys, it'll be 24 if you hit it today. But that doesn't make any sense, right? That doesn't do anything. All right, hold on. Let's get another hate chat from, I got to put it on this to play the hate chats from Godfrey / what's his, I forgot, Goldbolt.
We saw your travel companion bought your cigs the other day. Ask him, Chandler, you are buying these nails? Obese and a smoker too? Wow. Intervention, anyone? Did the Indian buy your cigs for you back in Brooklyn? You are like some gay manatee Fagan. Wow.
You
good
okay?
Work.
You got to say you okay, baby boy, at the end. You okay, baby boy? You okay, baby boy? Don't call me obese again, fucker. You call me obese again, it's over.
God, it's early in the morning.
I can take anything except medically accurate terms.
Morning for MN Public Records and stream clips and all of that. Jesus. Do we want to go to that stuff right away? I will say this. The court thing was pretty bad.
We are just obese, if you please. Meow. We are just obese, if you don't please. We are eating haggis and scotch for lunch.
It's just kind of nothing.
Anybody? Anybody? Name that movie.
I don't really think that. I don't really think anything got settled. Chris Benoit with $20. Thank you, Chris Benoit. He says, wow, I didn't know how much of a coward Ralph is. Nick has nothing but scumbags as friends. Well, I mean, he has no Drexel anymore. Pizza Roll with $4.99 says, Aaron, thanks for always being real. Your morning show has helped me get through my workday for the past 10 years. Thank you, buddy.
No, is it Lady and the Tramp or 101 Dalmatians? Now I'm confused. It's been too long. Is that Lady and the Tramp? Oh, wow. I was wrong. For some reason, I thought that was 101 Dalmatians. Wow. You learn something every day. No, I really was off. I was off on that one. You guys all won a prize.
I appreciate that. Guys, even 300 away from today. Thank you very much for your support. I do appreciate it. Stream.
Oh, dude, I met Obnoxious John too. Shout out to Obnoxious John. What a great dude, man. We hung out a lot. Super nice guy. He does not look anything like you think he would look like. John gave me a ride from, his name's not John. Actually, I don't even know what his, I think I forgot his, I don't know, like, does it matter? He's OJ. He gave me a ride, back from Carl's house. We all went to Carl's house. Got to see the studio where the magic happens. I was playing, Missy B and I were playing pool. In Carl's basement. Carl's basement is too small for a pool table, but he insists on having it. So, like, you can't get a shot. First of all, I'm hitting my head on the ceiling everywhere I go. I hit my head so many times on the low areas. And then, like, the pool, there's no room to get a shot. And he's just like, no, I wanted a pool table. And when we got to basement, I was like, it's a little too small for a pool table, but I'm getting a pool table. So you can't get... On the ends of it, you can get shots off, but on the sides, like it's just hitting the wall. I'm surprised there's not just holes in the wood paneling. And Carl's probably got like some sort of like a short pool stick, so he can like beat you. You know, like he's used to playing down there with that bumper pool set up. I couldn't do it. I kept losing. But Missy B. Anthony Cumia's girlfriend is the worst player at pool. You can tell her I said this. Ship it. I watched her. She found every way to lose at pool you could lose. She scratched on the eight ball. She knocked the eight ball in early. She did everything she could to just lose. So she's not good. And we beat her ass and made fun of her. And I doubt she'll ever show her face around Rochester again.
The internet is for porn! The internet is for porn! Why do you think the net was born? Porn, porn, porn!
Why do you think the net was born? It was for porn. It was for porn. Did you, OJ, what time do you guys go live? I don't even know what time it is there. I guess in Ohio it's 8:20 a.m.? Am I right? And then on the West Coast, it's 5:20 a.m. They go live at 10. All right, good. I'm glad I'm not cutting. Get your dumb ass up, because it's time for a Tukey Soup. The taste is going to move ya. How do I send people to your show afterwards? I don't know how to do that. Rocco always does it, but where do you... How do you do it? How do you do it? We'll figure it out. Oh, so I went to a show last night that was... this guy's in Vegas now, actually, at Harrah's. His name's Colin Cloud. And I've seen him here for, like, years. He was here my first year here, like, 8 years ago. And he's, like, a mentalist. And I, you know, I'm a child. I have boy-like wonder. So I like magic. And he's in McEwen Hall, which is like an 1,100-seat theater, selling out every night. And I know there's a trick to everything, like, of course. Like, magic's not real unless you ask my Wiccan ex-girlfriend. But this dude... They do the thing where they, like, again, so it's 1,100 feet. He was on America's Got Talent. Yeah, he's been on Ellen and a million things. He does the thing. It's 1,100 seats where he throws a hat out, and then somebody catches it, and he's like, all right, you throw that hat to a random person. And it's, again, a big theater, and they throw it, and that person catches the hat, and he's like, all right, you throw it to a random person. So he throws the hat, somebody catches it. So it's a random person. Like three or four people throw the hat, just throw it up in the air and random people catch it. So it lands on a random person. He calls the people out of the audience. He asks the guy's first name. He says his first name. Within a second, he's just like, he turns to the crowd and he goes, now, Now, Jordan thinks he's in control and knows what's going on, but what Jordan doesn't know is I already know everything about him. I know he lives in Edinburgh. I know he's from Musselburgh. I know he's a chef, and I know his birthday is January 22nd. And, like, the guy's just like... And he's like, don't... And he says to the crowd, like, don't believe me? Where do you live? And he's like, Edinburgh, where are you from? Musselburgh, what do you do for a living? I'm a chef. When's your birthday? January 22nd. It's like, how in the fuck? Like, how in the fuck? And then he, like, does that kind of stuff for, like, an hour. Just, like, telling people who their first kiss was. Telling people just crazy shit. Like, if you're an older person, like, no one knows who your first kiss... That's, like, locked away in your head. You don't tell people about that ever. It's not a thing that comes up. If you have a podcast, maybe. So they do the show's called Consequences. Colin Cloud Consequences. So he's doing this thing the whole time, and he's like, he asks people to think of a lie. He just says, think of a lie. You were with somebody, you were doing something, you were, just think of a lie. Like, I was with this person and I was doing this. That's a total lie. Just think of it. And he would go to people and he was like, you're thinking about lying on a job application. And the guy's like, yeah. And he's like, you're thinking about lying about something you can do that you can't do. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you're thinking about lying about playing a musical instrument. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you're thinking about lying about playing the trombone. Like, it just, like, dialing it in like that. And the guy's like, fuck, yeah. Like, how'd you... So he has, like, three or four people that he does that with, and he's just nailing it. Just like that. Like, you're thinking about lying that you're on your way, but you're really in bed. You're thinking about, like, just nailing these lies. Patrick used to do magic as a child. I did. I actually did do magic in high school for, like, birthday parties and shit. I'm a fucking gay theater kid, man. I've told you guys all this. No, but I just like this kind. I like this kind of thing because it's like, how do you do it? And then he, like, so then he gets to this last woman and he asks, he can't get her lie. And I've seen enough shows to know, like, whenever a magician or mentalist or something is messing up and they're fucking it up and they're not getting it, they're setting you up for a bigger, like, holy shit at the end. So he's like talking to this one woman and he can't get her lie. And she's not, and he eventually he just goes, like, you're gonna have to tell me it. I'm not gonna get it. What is it? And he's like, yeah, I'm not perfect. I can't get them all. And he goes, she goes, okay, I was thinking about, I was having scones with the queen. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, didn't get it. And then he goes, or did I? And the name of the show, like, comes on the screen, and it's Consequences, and the letters rearrange to Scones Queen. And it's just like, what in the fuck? Like, what in the fuck? And these are people, again, like, they were, it's 1,100 people. There can't be this many plants in a show. What's happening? What's happening? Like, it was just like, what the fuck? And then the last thing he did was, he had people think of three random words. And the words were like, gorgeous, glossy, and potato. Cardiff. And then he goes around the room and he, like, has people say a number. He's just like, give me a number. Give me a number. Give me a number. And he just dials these numbers in a phone. And it's zoomed in on the screen and you could see it. And he calls that number and the guy's, like, going to hang up on him. He's like, no, this isn't a scam. I'm not, like, and it's a UK number, you know, nine numbers or whatever. And he goes, I just want you to say a word, whatever word first comes to your mind. And the guy goes, beautiful. And he's like, okay, that was close. Because the words gorgeous, glossy, and potato. And then he goes, all right, another word, just a random word. He's like, okay, something I had for lunch, potato. And it was like, and this is a number. He got these nine numbers from different people. It's just like, what the fuck is going on? And of course, it's a trick phone, or he's not dialing the number. I don't know how it works, you know. It's all fucking a trick. But I love a good gay magic show. I do. And I'm going to go see puppets tonight. Fuck you. You don't know me. You don't own me. You're not my real dad. Okay, we got a lot of... holy shit, we got a lot of gold folds. Oh, God, I'm baiting this dude good.
I'm thinking three random words for your near future. Can you guess deep vein thrombosis?
I mean, how long are you going to keep it up? I'm here. Remember when you were like, he ain't going to go. He not allowed to leave the country. He ain't going to go. He got deep vein thrombosis.
Is there a magic trick to make your IRS debt vanish?
I wish.
Playing pool, good. Finally, you're getting some exercise. I'll be, you can use your belly as a bridge.
I'll be, you can use your... Take your time typing the insults. There's no rush. We're gonna be here all day. You don't have to rush the insults. Just get them in.
Your first kiss? I'll bet you stumped Kreskin with that one. Too funny.
These are great. Five of these came in while I was talking.
Way to shill for some hack magician. This is called some synergy, folks. Manatee is a Vegas shill. Tell us about that great ventriloquist next. Sheesh, boring off.
I don't have a ventriloquist one. There's a chick named Nina Conti who's a ventriloquist. She's supposed to be pretty good. Do you think you're going to, like, make me feel stupid because I'm into, like, shows? Do you think you're going to get me like, Patrick's gay because he watches shows? It's better than TV. It's better than TV. It was great. It was really cool. I'm not going to lie. If you were there, you'd be like, that was a cool show. It was a great show. So if you think you're going to make me feel bad or gay or... You're not. I like magic. I'm a magic boy.
Congratulations to Goldfolds for being David Attenborough's slimy little cunt of the day.
Can you guys stop fighting on my air bands? See, Colin Madden loves Colin Cloud. You're not going to make him feel stupid about it. You sex of shit.
Labs, PayPal, Venmo, if you'd like to throw in also.
So he said, no, you're gay because you lisp. Fair enough. As long as it's not because of the magic shows.
Super chats and the rumble rants. 300 away from our last goal of the week and 30 minutes of overtime at the end of this whole thing. All right.
Yeah, dude, Otto and George were great. Have your friend take you to Baby Dolls. No, I think we're going to see the Lady Boys of Bangkok.
You guys have a lot to say about this. I think I want to go to the Knicks stuff at 7. I'm making a judgment call. I'm going to do the Knicks stuff in about a half hour. I don't want to burn through all of it now. Set a number for YouTube memberships, and then we'll see if we can hit it today. You let us know what the number should be. Flimsy Greenberg with $10. Flimsy, it totally is another win for the toe. How is it not? Being out of that situation, you want me to be in that situation? No, thank you. I know you want me to
be. I got your text. Thank you, OJ.
Bury my head in the sand 24/7, bud, and I'm sorry I'm not.
Also, text me your real name because I totally forgot.
But, whew. I mean, that was. You've got to be pretty delusional to think that yesterday didn't go pretty well for us.
I don't know what to tell you. Hold on. What?
But, whew. I mean, that was. You've got to be pretty delusional to think that yesterday didn't go pretty well for us here on this program.
Yesterday. So this is Thursday. Yesterday was Nick's court case. It has nothing to do with Aaron. So how did it go well for the program?
295 is our number for today. If you feel like contributing to our show, the links are in the chat. Thank you.
I'm drinking delicious Lim Sip.
Very, very much. All right, we're going to get into this Nick stuff. Potentially criminal with $10 says, if you only knew about the secret knowledge only I had from a case 6 or 7 years ago. Reddit honk laughter. You'd see how I'm going to win. Yeah, Nick, I read the case. It's not a banger. Mr. Approachable with $5 says, Aaron, I think you're pudgy and your hairline sucks. By the way, don't read this message or my name on air. Thank you. Denise with $2. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. You're very kind. 240
is the goal.
Is the number. As we move on to many, many other things today. We've got, we did the Bill Maher thing. Apparently RFK Jr. is, and maybe that was because I was, in fact, goose-stepping. I just don't like that it was, you know, that my celebratory walks are caught on camera. It's a bad look.
So he's still doing this thing where he's pretending that video of him walking into the courthouse is him coming out celebrating. Now, again, if you go watch the video, he looks nervous. He almost swallows his face. Aaron, that's you going into the courthouse, honey. No one was waiting outside the courthouse to film. You've got to stop the lies.
2:35 away from today, if you guys want to throw in. It is our last goal of the week.
You don't want to let that slip.
Thank you very much. Let's hammer out 2:35 and call this another win for the toe. I mean, you're gay to begin with. Especially if you're a Melton fan. You're a homo.
Now, Tuesday he talked about Melton, and Thursday he talked about Melton. And on Wednesday he said, I don't even think or talk about Melton anymore. So that's crazy. That's crazy.
Toe. I mean, you're gay to begin with. Especially if you're a Melton fan. You're a homo.
You hear that, you 500 savages? You're all gay. You going to take that? You going to take that chat room? Or are you going to get...
sexual. So don't fight it.
Again, the biggest insult to mental midgets is you're gay. They're all stuck in the pay. Like, who cares if anyone's gay? Like, it is the biggest insult they can think of. Like, dude, you might be gay. Like, you're acting gay. That's pretty gay. Don't be gay.
2:35 away from today. If you guys want to chip in, please chip in. Let's hammer out the last one for the week. Let's go on a rally now, because
I was going to save the rally for later, but what if we just do it now, huh?
You know, I was talking about a lot of that happy horse shit. So let's go ahead and rally up.
I love that he just can't put his phone down during shows now. He's on his phone almost constantly.
Throw a couple of bucks the toe's way. Click on that Streamlabs and PayPal and Venmo link, and we'll get it taken care of. Oh, we've got to talk about this Joe Biden economy thing. The fake job. Did you see the fake job story? But there's something about that. They give the Democrats a different kind of skeleton key, I think. Guys, I'm going to go pee out this Celsius real quick because...
He's back on the Celsius. He's back on the Celsius.
Because it's, you know... Yeah. And we'll be back in a second. Fire up the music here real quick. I'll be back in a minute and a half.
Who's he talking to? He's pointing. Fire up the music. Are you talking to a producer? So now his show is so boring and he has no co-host that he... plays his theme song while he goes to the bathroom.
And we'll get back to this shit. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Aaron Rodgers is mad at being called gay. John Cena hates sex scenes. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. We got more of your texts in just a little bit. How about some super chats, Venmos, and PayPals while I'm out? Be back in just a second. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe this is it. Maybe he'll slip. He'll fall. He'll break his fucking neck.
What in the fuck? Like, can you imagine this man's mind? The haters and the detractors just echo in his mind constantly. He got up to pee, and in his mind, he was like, don't trip. Don't give it to the haters. Don't die while you go to the bathroom. It's what the haters want. It's so on the forefront of his medulla oblongata that he has to bring it up when he gets back. When he gets back, he has to go like, I know you guys thought I was going to trip and die on the way to the bathroom, but I didn't. Take that, Melton fans. It's like, what? He thinks we want him to die. He thinks we care if he makes the goal. He's so stupid.
No dice.
Too bad, idiots. I didn't die. I just peed.
Bar says, I missed it. More golf shorts? No, basketball shorts today. I got my old Gophers shorts on from high school. I love these. You know, you just have like old fucking clothes that you can't get rid of. You just...
Yeah, your suit. Yeah, your suit. The one you said that was brand new that was tailored for court. Yeah, that's an old piece of clothing that you've worn a million times every time you've had to put on a suit. I don't think you own another suit.
Love them so much. And not to brag, but all my high school shit still fits me.
So does mine. It just means I was huge in high school.
I was just chunky in high school. It's not saying that I'm in great shape now. I was just a little, you know, I was a little pudgy boy in high school.
And it's happening again. Hand check.
All right, guys, 235 away from today's goal. If you feel like throwing in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,
35, 35, 40, 45, 50, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. Anybody have that
song in school? 540. Go for it. Let's knock this one out. I'm always excited to get rid of the last one of the week. That's always really exciting to me.
What? Dude. Knocking out the last goal of the week is always really exciting to me.
Did you go to that one suit place right next to the food court at the St. Cloud Mall, Loaf Pig? No.
No, you really had that song? It was like there was like an album of like times table songs that...
Way in hell. Are we?
Oh, was it Schoolhouse Rock? Maybe it was Schoolhouse Rock. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. I remember it.
You're going to hear more about these jobs. We're done. That's it. They covered it. They're finished. Thank you guys very much. $230 away from today's goal. If you'd like to contribute, all the PayPal, Streamlabs, and Rumble Rants, and all those links are in the chat. Go ahead and click on them. Throw us a few bucks. Let's go on a rally. Let's get this thing to about 150 or so. What do you say? Appreciate it. You wash your hands. That's funny. One person writes in. I do.
The to not have the self-realization that this phone is ruining your show, put your fucking phone away. Put your phone away. He does this thing where he gets texts on the show, but he never gives out the number. And it's just like, put your phone. He's constantly on his phone on the show. Constantly. It's just a bad look. Like, he eats on the show. He's on his phone on the show. And yet he screams constantly. He's the pro.
I'm a scrub-a-dub-dub kind of guy. Terrible. My headgear stunk like shit. I'm the stinky kid in class. All of a sudden. So yes, $230 is our number for today. If you'd like to contribute, we do appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Apparently, Aaron Rodgers is not happy that people keep calling him gay. I don't dabble in that silliness.
Whoa.
Right. Totally makes you not
checking his phone. Check that phone.
Totally makes you not
check that phone.
All right, $230 away from this morning. Let's go ahead and chisel that down. You guys have been knocking off.
Chris Bueller's right. Think how much worse the show's gotten since you did. Yeah, I mean, he's literally deteriorated as a talent. Like, he's just literally not the same guy at all. He's a shell of what he was. It's really bad. Krautcat, we had the song Counting by Fives, but it's 5:30 a.m., Patrick. Can you keep it down? Will do. I'll try to keep it down.
Big Mac, McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, Filet-O-Fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden French fries, regular and larger sized, and salads. Chef or Gerdad?
You don't know the rest? Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a Happy Meal, McNuggets, tasty golden French fries, regular and larger sized, a salad, chef or garden, or a chicken salad oriental. Does anybody remember this? When you were a kid, this was an 80s kid thing. There was a day, it was a Sunday morning, and you got the paper, and there was a record in the paper. It was on paper, but it was like a cardstock. It was a thicker cardstock, and it was a record. And you could like it was perforated, you could like cut it out. This came in a Sunday paper one day when I was a kid. And then you would put this record, this cardstock, flimsy paper record, you put it on your record player, and we had one. We were doing very well. We didn't have a needle, but the player was there. And then you would play it, and it had that song on it. And if you got the record where the choir that sings the song finished the song, you won $1 million. So they put these records in all the Sunday papers. And if your record had the complete song, so they had the track on there that was the complete song, so you could like have it. But then they would go like, "All right, it's time for the contest. Let's see if this choir can nail the song." And then they would like fuck up and get because it's too fast and there's too many menu items. And then you never won the $1 million. That's my childhood. Cash says, Aaron is Uter, that little German kid who eats chocolate on The Simpsons. Uter? Is that his name? Whew. Spray disinfectant says they call you Major General in high school. I'm the very model of a modern Major General. As a matter of fact.
All of them out with relative ease this week, and I can't tell you how much easier that's made this week of shows.
No Pinafore fans?
I can't tell you how much easier that's made, you know, putting these on for you. So
today's show has been really cultured, actually.
Thank you very much. Let's hammer out this last 2:30. Let's call it another win for the toe. And go till 10:30 today, and then have a fun Rumble Friday tomorrow and be done for... Holy shit, we're almost done for the week already. Yesterday was wild, man. I'll tell you, I had a lot of fun yesterday. Usually Wednesdays are really hectic.
But yesterday was totally chill. I just went down, taped up my hands, and pranced.
And, you know...
Pranced like nobody's watching.
Got the kids here all day and trying to find something for them to do. We did a little garage sailing, and, you know, I cooked for them, and we played some bocce ball and shit out in the yard. It was a good time.
We don't need to hear about your life. Imagine if every radio host came on and just told you, like, yeah, fed my baby a bottle, put her down for a nap. It was a good day.
But, you know, usually after that, you know, I have a morning show before I pick him up. I have an evening show after I drop him off. And usually I'm fucking white.
How's your day work, Aaron? What's it like? Usually it's a 5:30 a.m. hash brown followed by a show. Missing a goal, getting my kids, dropping my kids off, missing a goal.
On Wednesday nights. And to be honest, I felt pretty good yesterday. Then we had the two victories over Ethan Ralph, and now he's apparently been seething about that all morning, which I can't...
Play a clip! Play a clip of Ethan Ralph seething. I'd like to see that. I don't know Ethan. I'd like to see him seethe.
Can't tell you how happy that makes me. Just, again, kind of... All systems go for the toe.
Fuck. I've never seen anyone's life that's sadder and more pathetic trying to tell himself that it's awesome. He's not even like, life's good. You know, for a while he was like, I'm a Menards dad, base back to basics, just chilling. But it's like, it's not even that. It's like, dude, my life rules. I have a suit.
As it were. Let's see. Oh, God.
Also, as it were, is becoming a real, real crutch for him, a real language crutch. As it were is getting used. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that, Deep Surface. I'll switch over. They don't play when he sent in a skip the queue and it didn't play.
Replay my win statement in slow motion.
Replay it. Anonymous says, dude, there's no way movie's court attire was an actual suit. It was just a separate matching jacket and pants. The pants look like a certain fabric compared to the jacket texture. Just say, no way. I don't know if I believe that. No. He's got a vest, too. It's a three-piece suit. There's no fucking way. But we were talking about that. Everyone has that tie. Everyone has that tie. I've had that tie since I was in high school. That yellow and blue striped tie. I'll show you. When I get home, I'll show you that tie. Everyone has that tie. He wears it in everything. He only wears that tie. He acts like he opens up, like he's Iron Man. He opens up his closet and there's just so many choices for suits.
Can't win with you people. All right, guys, we are 220 away from today's goal. Keep those rallies coming. Keep those contributions coming.
Now he wants rallies to keep coming. Usually he wants donations to keep coming to make a rally. But now he's like, no, not even. I want more. I want rallies.
And let's hammer this thing out. I would like to see 150 by the top of the hour. That would be pretty cool.
DK, I think you just got to get YouTube Premium and then you don't get ads.
Right now we're at 220. Let's see if we can get down there. Streamlabs, PayPal, Steel Toe Media, Inc.
They insert them. Obviously I like turn monetization off on my channel or on my video, but, you know. We're well aware you give, DK, but believe me, if I could just turn ads off for DK, I'd never bother you again, good sir.
Inc. on Venmo. Thanks for all your support. John Cena was on, who is the Shannon Sharpe's show. I'm a dork like that. $220 away from today's goal. Thank you very much. Let's continue to knock that down. I want to, like I said, I want to go on a rally. I want to get to 150 in the next 10 minutes by the time.
Guys, I want to go on a rally. I want to go on a rally. Come on. Hey, Mom, can I go on a rally? Joey's parents are letting him go.
Top of the hour. If you guys want to chip in, please chip in. All right, let's check out the John Cena clip, him talking about doing sex scenes in movies. And then I... God, do I fire up one more Celsius? This is a mistake, isn't it?
Do I fire up one more Celsius?
Trucker 18-wheeler with $5.
Do I fire up... What do you guys say? Do I pull the pin on another Celsius?
Says, I want to see how small your dick is. Oh, wait, you don't have one. That, see, now that, to me, is just aggressively, unnecessarily mean-spirited. That just that doesn't seem right. That's just, that there wasn't even any funny involved in that. That was just mean for the sake of mean. Guys, by the way, again, what are we at? 2:15 away from today. We need a little bit of your help because we have less than an hour left in today's show. And we have, what, a 22-show win streak going on right now. And this is the last goal for the week. So I would love it if we hammered this one out. Please and thank you. Streamlabs, PayPal, and Venmo are the easiest ways to, the best ways to do it. But if YouTube or Rumble is easier for you, go ahead and do it that way. All right.
Hold on. So DK is saying he has a YouTube premium membership and he's still seeing ads? How's that possible? Like, I don't see any. I have YouTube premium. I never see an ad on anything. Wait, now he's saying I don't have it. I don't know what's going on.
Continuing on, a California principal.
Someone gift DK a premium. Jesus Christ. Gift him a premium, will you, fellas?
I by the way, I didn't even know school was in for some places. I didn't know that they started this early. California principal made it less than 1 week into the school year before he got suspended for inappropriate behavior. All right, little Lemmy, I will take a look at it. It's just my problem is people are tired of that shit right now, so I was trying to give it some room to breathe. And
hold on, there are two tiers of premium now? I don't know if I believe this.
I thought maybe do it during overtime or something like that. If we make it to overtime, by the way, we are right now 210 away from our goal. The last one of the week, usually an easy one to hit. But 210 away from today and a 22-show...
Let me get on my phone.
...win streak is on the line. So if you're feeling generous...
So hold on. So the 22-show win streak was up to Wednesday morning. Wednesday night, he missed completely, and he's just going to ignore it. It doesn't reset it. It just doesn't count. Is that what he's doing? Yeah, we missed Wednesday night, but I'm not going to reset it because it's at 22. I don't want to lose momentum.
Throw in a nice little chunk to the toe and see if we can't get this thing hammered out in the next 45 or 50 minutes. Chicago police, this is very funny. So you know you have the DNC going on right now, the Democratic convention? You know, they turn on them a little bit. Patricia with $10 over on PayPal. Thank you very much, Patricia. We needed that badly. We need more help, though. We are $200 away from today. And I want to knock that out. And we had a huge fucking win for the toe yesterday. In fact, I think our streak is at 23 because we knocked it out last night. Let's see if we can get that shit to 24, man.
Let's
but we
do
need
it,
200
dude.
Bucks, and we need it in the next 40 minutes.
Let's go, dog.
To be able to keep this thing going. I hope
for
I don't
real.
Have a fucking heart attack
for
today.
For real.
I got really amped up about yesterday, and I'm trying to remedy it with caffeine.
Doesn't even make sense. I got really amped up yesterday, so today I'm taking it easy and trying to bring it down with caffeine. Huh? I got really amped up yesterday, so I'm trying to counteract that with caffeine.
We need $200 and we need it in the next 40 minutes to be able to keep this thing going. I hope I don't have a fucking heart attack today, but I got really amped up about yesterday, and I'm trying to remedy it with caffeine. I don't know how bright that is. Don't know how smart it is.
Look how his arms are never in a natural position. He always just looks... He looks like one of those bendy doll people that someone just bent in a weird, like Stretch Armstrong or something.
But get in there on PayPal, Streamlabs, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. And let's knock out that final 200 and call this a win. If you got a bunch to contribute, contribute a bunch. If you've got
a bunch to contribute, contribute a bunch. If you've got a hunch to contribute, contribute a hunch.
Got a lot of memberships to throw at us. Throw memberships at us. I'm happy to see all of it. An inmate who became pregnant at a prison just gave birth. How many of you watching right now, A, turned it off, and B, went, this is fucking stupid. I'm happy with either one. Either outcome I'm thrilled with. Guys, we only have a half hour till we have to start rattling the cans, and we are
what have you been doing?
$200 away from knocking out the gold today. So if we could, I would appreciate it.
Again, the sigh of relief April must feel every day she wakes up and doesn't have to work on the goal. Like, again, say whatever you want. Like, I take the sweet, sweet release of prison. as opposed to, I mean, isn't this prison? Every day he wakes up, he admits he can't sleep most of the week because goals are on his mind. Like, April must wake up every day just... Like a Disney cartoon. Birds are fluttering around her, tweeting.
Let's see if we can hammer that out and get that win streak up to 24 straight shows.
So again, now he's saying Wednesday night was a win, even though everyone watched him miss the goal. Everyone watched him get wrapped up in Keno Casino, forget all about the goal, and then not hit it. Right, Moody. Moody? Moobity. Just so people know, by the way, yesterday Moody and I had a conference call with another. We got two people we've added to the Super Tip team. One of them's in Ireland. I should meet him while I'm here. Should have thought about that. Anyway, the point is, we've hired somebody. It's going to be rather expensive. It's going to be almost every bit of money we've made. But we're overhauling the entire look, feel, branding, interface, UI, UX. We've got a real pro who's going to redesign Supertip's entire look and functionality. Which is going to be great because this has got us to this point. It's a minimum viable product. It's proven that it works and it's good. But we do need, some pros to start really doing what they're good at. And so we've got like a really, ooh, forgot about the, what are the other ones? Or is it just this? Yeah! Fuck yeah! Laser, pew, pew, pew. Pretty cool. Not a lot of shows bringing you stuff like that. Crowdcat, firing it up another Celsius, as it were. He is as it were, guy. This look infected to you? Hod your weesht. Get out of here, you bunch of silly gooses. Hit the like button!
After what's been, I'll be honest with you, an incredible week for the toe.
Self with sperm passed to her from a male inmate.
Oh, we're only 30 minutes away from losing our streak and missing the goal today, and we are $200 away from fucking that up. So if you want to chip in, if you want to throw in, how about 10 of you throwing in 20? We'll get this thing knocked down. But we've only got a half hour to do it, so if you feel like chipping in, please do. $200 is the number.
I love that.
Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Venmo.
Imagine if Rumble. I told you that if you feel like doing something, you can do it. Guys, if you feel like going to the bathroom, you can go to the bathroom. Feel like getting a drink, you can get a drink. Feel like making a super tip, you can make a super tip. Feel like turning the show off. Just
France, gifted memberships, we appreciate that. I got the caffeine coursing through me like crazy. I'm going to be right back, and hopefully we do overtime today. That would be awesome. I would love that. 24 shows in a row would be a great streak. Thank you guys very much.
So second bathroom break, he's just squirting Celsius all over the floor.
You're feeling like donating to the show today, I would appreciate it, especially after the Steel Toe W's we've had this week. Give me a second. Anything good? Probably not money. We're not doing so well on that front.
Anything good? Probably not money.
Today. Trucker 18-wheeler with $5 just says black. That's... Thank you very much. All right, now we're 190 away from getting to getting this morning taken care of.
Is this going to be part of the show on the radio? Will he just be constantly calculating and recalculating the goal?
Boys and girls, let's get that 190 hammered out, and let's call it a 24th consecutive win for the toe. That would be phantasmagorical. This is that team.
Literally, like, even the win for the toe thing, like, it's just like, so I'm your content. Because I made that up.
Your story that I told you about earlier. This one's fucking gross. Like, if... Like, when it comes to these sex teacher stories, like, especially dudes, Wild Card with $4.99 says, so you're saying Chrissy got her Prego? That is remarkably rude of you to say. Why would you say something like that? It does put us 185 away from today's goal. If you guys want to throw a little more money at us, we've got, 18 minutes before we got to start rattling the cans? Hayden with $25 over on PayPal. Thank you, Hayden. Boy, we're getting to striking distance here.
Fuck yeah, dude. I think you're going to do it.
Pretty soon. 160 away from today. All of a sudden, we're getting closer. Rally it up. Lab Glass with $5.
Rally it up.
Buck says Aaron.
Rally it up.
Aaron is still working off the state fair food from eighth grade. Thanks, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's
let me again, check my phone.
Like I say to Sean, don't act like it doesn't hurt my fucking feelings. And then go rebuild your life. Because we all want to see that video. We all want to see that, the waterworks and the cry. Because she did text me. She's like, I was crying all day long.
Who is he talking about there? Does anybody know? Who texted him and said I was crying all day long? Kayla? April? I'm really interested in that right there. What was that? She texted me and said I was crying all day long.
You didn't tell me you sang like a canary, though. You should have given me that information. I mean...
Is this April? Like, are they still texting?
You know it's safe with me. What am I going to do? Tell the world? Oh, man. Well, what are we at? 160 for today? Thank you, guys. Let's hammer out that 160 and call it another win for the toe. What do you say?
Hey, House of Dank, you got to watch it there. Not about the content, but we don't let people, like, just keep saying the same thing over and over like a retard, okay? We got it.
Hey, we got 15 minutes.
Everyone knows.
It's until we rattle the cans. Let's get to this Wisconsin teacher story. This one's really fucking gross because it's, guys are pretty lenient about the women's sex teacher stories if it's, like,
ugh. Look at the chins. What's happening? Put your mouth guard back in.
That's really...
I wish you'd leave it in the whole show.
Gross. I mean, do they still live in town? How do you do that? You know, like, how do you... Everybody knows how that started, and you just... I guess that just kind of has to be a me-against-the-world kind of relationship.
So some people are saying it was Kayla. Some people are saying it was April. Who texted him? Did anybody watch this show? Could tell me?
You know, that's technically how I got into my last marriage. I told my dad I was engaged. He told me it was a big fucking mistake right in front of myself in April. And I got this attitude of, well, fuck you, I'll show you. And I took like a it's her and I against the world stance. And we all see how that went. Guess who won?
Okay, now people are saying Keanu, April, and like, okay, so nobody knows?
The world. The world got the big W right there. That's disgusting.
Oh, he's stressing. He does this head rubbing and face rubbing thing when he starts getting close to missing a goal. It's such a weird, like, self-soothing. He rubs his forehead and his face a lot. I've never seen anyone rub their fucking forehead so much.
You started fucking your student and then you married them? No. 160 away from knocking out. Today's
Does anybody remember the story about April when she was in high school, I guess? Or whatever, visiting his radio station, and that's when they met for the first time? Like, she was in high school or something? Does anybody remember this story? It'll be one of the old Citizen M or somebody will know this story. But, like, it was like a field trip, and they visited the radio station, and that's when he met April?
Goal. We have 7 minutes until we start rattling the cans. Guys, see if you can throw in a couple of bucks and get that number down for us. We'd really appreciate it. MSO says, speaking of the big W.
Yeah, Citizen M says that's right. Yeah, I mean, it was an early on story that they told. But, like, yeah, she visited, like, with her class. And that's when he, like, met her. And then, like, I guess, you know, years later, he remembered her when he saw her in a bar and was like, ooh, it's still got that new vagina smell, except for all the men.
Yeah, no shit. Don't give MSO a win. We have a 23-show win streak going on right now. And we got to keep that thing going. We're 160 away. That's a little on the heavy side for us, but it can be done. I don't like that MSO is saying, speaking of the big W. Guys, take MSO's W away from him. Streamlabs, PayPal.
If anybody knows where the stinky pussy comment was, I lost that in traveling and stuff. But when did he say she had a stinky pussy? I saw a like, short clip where he said it, but how did that come up?
Pal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, memberships. Don't let this cocky sack of shit make me look like an... Don't make him... make me look like an Ethan Ralph, for God's sake. That was another thank God I'm not involved moment. I was very happy with that. All right, MSO says not looking good, Tubby. All right, guys, MSO is primed for victory. We're 155 bucks away. Fauci's Pangolin with $5 over on YouTube says rally now.
Rally now. Hold. Hold. Rally!
I agree with him, guys. 5 minutes left. Get in there. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Rumble Rants, YouTube, whatever you've got, throw it in. 24 shows in a row. The streak is on the line, and we are 155 away. Get in there with your generosity. We love those PayPals and Venmos. Those are great. But we love anything when we're 155 away from the
goal. So now if he misses, he just skips the number and goes, we missed 23, but we're up for 24.
30 minutes of overtime. This is everybody's favorite part of the show. It's goal time, and I'm all jacked.
It's everybody's favorite part of the show.
Backed up on Celsius. I can't believe I'm not waking Gordy up. This is amazing. MSO says 24, and there ain't no more. Prove him wrong, guys. Don't listen to this asshole. We've got this. 155 away. We can all team up. We can do this thing. Get us inside of 50, and we buy ourselves another 30 minutes. This can be done. Pumpkin Popsums with $20 says, Toeboys, lace up. That gets us down to 140. 140 away. Rally it up, and let's do this thing. We've got 3.5 minutes to go. Kotod says, Suffa goal, 135.
I'd blow my brains out. If this was my life, I'd blow my brains out.
Away from today's goal. Is the rally happening? Can this be done? 135 is the number, and we are just over 3 minutes away
from deciding whether we go to 24 shows in a row or we start back at zero on Monday. PayPal, Streamlabs, Venmo, YouTube, Rumble Rants.
Suicide.
135 is our number. It's getting down there 3 minutes away. Your turn. We got pumpkin popsums.
There's no difference between this and a carnival barker? There is. There is. Carnival barkers get paid by the hour. Guaranteed. Aaron might go home with nothing.
We got Fauci's pangolin. We got Kotod.
Carnival barker is a job. There's a big difference.
Let's get about 10 more people in there, and let's just shit all over this goal.
Come on. You gonna let the goal treat you like this, you pieces of shit? Guys, shit all over this goal. This goal doesn't care about you or your family. You're just gonna sit there and take it from the goal? You're gonna bend over and let the goal win, you fucking losers?
And shit all over MSO, or MSO. He says, get your golf clubs ready. We're not taking a half hour off today. We're not ending a half hour early. We had a big day full of wins yesterday. We're gonna get this thing taken care of.
You're not.
You guys have got it. I believe in you.
Don't
make me not believe in you. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. Victory is possible. We just all got to do it together. Oh, boy.
We've just all got to do it together. Now, Aaron never does anything. You have to give him money. That's what he means. But come on. We are going to do it, guys.
MSO is getting excited. I'm getting nervous. The streak is on the line, and the streak is starting to get really healthy. 2 minutes away. Dead Game says Aaron accepts EBT transfer 50 cents on the dollar. King Kong Dong says Jews we are today. No. We're going to pretend everything goes to Israel if that's the case. How about that? Minute and 40 seconds to go. MSO can't do it. MSO can't get the W today, guys. I can't let this motherfucker win. Not after the highs we've been on. I'll tell you this, the highs we've been on would make a loss today more tolerable, but I would still fucking hate it. And that goal streak is getting way too high. 135 away. Or 75, what is it, 75 or 85 away from buying an extra half hour? 1 minute and 20 seconds left to go. What is this?
How can we get 4 hours for free? But an extra 30 minutes costs $350? you go to like little cafes or like little stores where like some idiot who owns the store is doing the pricing and they're like, one is $2, two is $4, three is $7, four is $10. You're like, wait, what? Three is $7? Shouldn't three be six? Or if not, five? Shouldn't you get a discount the more you buy? And it's like, and then you ask the store owner or whoever priced it, and they're like, oh, yeah, I never noticed that. You never noticed that. You never noticed that your pricing makes no sense. We get 4 hours for free, regardless of whether you give any one penny, you get 4 hours. But if you want 30 more minutes, $350? We'll just take the four hours. That's free. We'll just take that. Why would you pay way more money for a little bit more content that doesn't even make a difference? Anonymous, that's why he described his court outfit as separate to Matt. He got pieces that match, not a suit, in my opinion. It's a lot cheaper, even with the vest, just saying kisses, Patrick. You might be right. I didn't hear him say that.
Look at my remarkable titties.
I won't.
Oh, yeah, Gordy licked Daddy's pecker like April did to Tricky Dicky Nicky.
Aaron just posted on Instagram about breakfast, family, and beer. What a clown dick. I like clown dick. What a clown dick.
Look at this stupid poor cracker, no premium. My nephew Ray Ray has been on premium for 5 years watching Big Booty Latina vid all night, not working, smoking blunts.
I'd have YouTube premium.
I too have YouTube Premium. Thank you, DK. North Idaho Pest Control says, "Hi, Poppy. Thanks for being a member for 9 months in IPC. Keel, new member. Good to have you. I don't think you're new. Gabriel Archer, member for 17 months. A 17-month streak. Another win for the Onion." That's pretty true. Reels gifting 20 memberships. Pew, pew, pew. Bagpipes. Okay, that's my bagpipe impression. Flimsy Greenberg, member for 16 months. YouTube Venmo, Rumble Rant, gifted membership, super sticker. Keel, thank you for being a member for four. Hold on. Member for 14 months and new member? Where's Johnny? 2 more months and he's gone. I don't think 2 months. Especially if, again, these guys are such losers. Like, the minute Johnny has a girl, he'll start feeling confident and puffed up and be like, "Fuck you, Aaron. I didn't realize
you were using me the whole time. Fuck you, Aaron."
Sounds like Chad's April impression. Lynn N. Or Lynn. Thank you for becoming a new member. Roger Rodriguez, 40 months. Toot, toot. Personally, I like the echo, and I hope he keeps it when he gets back to the States. I won't. New Jersey Ranger, he came back and didn't wash his hands a single time. You don't know that. He said he's a clean boy.
What is this? You're not ready for this video. Is it Alex Stein at the DNC? All right, we'll check out some of that stuff. Front Porch Conservative with $10 says, "Here you go, brother. 125 away from getting this thing done. And we've got 1 minute left." Thank you, Front Porch Conservative. Very generous of you. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, etc. Let's do it. Fuck MSO. He's not going to get this. 45 seconds left. Oh, guys, it can be done. We just need you. We got some Tim Walz news, too, but it's not about horse cum.
Guys.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
Oh, boy. We got 30.
Guys, it's almost like you don't want the Tim Walz news.
30 seconds left. 30 seconds to go and 125 away or 75 away from buying ourselves an extra little chunk of time here.
Yeah, now, go watch Johnny Crutches. I already plugged it, Corndiff, but go watch Johnny Crutches on Corndiff's channel. Corndiff got a $100 super tip the other night. Huh. Somebody's doing well. Inform the Colonel. Am I right? Colonel Corn.
Something's coming in. 20 seconds to go. Oh, no. Going out with a whimper is the toe. This isn't good.
Going out with a whimper is the toe. Why is he talking like Yoda? He really does this. This isn't an act. This is involuntary. He starts rubbing his forehead and his face and stretching. He does his arms behind the back thing every fucking time.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Okay, Real Media Player is starting to get creative and adding sound effects and funny zooms and stuff. I don't know how I feel about it.
5.
I guess it's transformative.
4, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'll hit refresh on everything. 125, that was like, that was brutal too. Like, it was just nothing. It was a good run at the beginning and then just shit. Oh, what did I do? We did a lot of news stuff today.
So this is literally like, this shows you his mindset, how out of it he is. Why didn't you guys give? We did a lot of news stuff today. I mean, this is where you get your news. I don't understand why you...
Oh. Sorry, boss. Bidenomics hurts.
God, why didn't we get the money? I did the news.
You know, look, we've had a good run this week. It's been solid. This sucks a dick. There's no doubt about it. If you're watching this later and you want to throw a little something at us, feel free.
Anytime. Our donations are open 24/7. If you're watching this on YouTube later, you can hit super thanks. You can send in a super tip. We'll just get it later. Like, it's open. It doesn't, like, if you Venmo me and I'm not live, like, it doesn't kick it right back, just so you guys know.
There's the links. But fuck a duck. We didn't get it today. Approachable says at least half the show spent on drama, and for some reason the goal was a little hard to hit. Maybe. You might be right. Maybe all this talk about the gay shit, maybe it fucking hurt us. It's possible. Here we go. We got Rachel with $5 says, great show. Thank you very much. Mick Luck says, streak has been clipped. Yep, 120 away. We'll see if we can hit it tomorrow. I mean, it doesn't bring the streak back if we hit it tomorrow, but at least, you know.
What does back to even mean? What does that mean on the board? Back to even. Even what?
The numbers match up. Play Little Lemmy's video with 99 cents. We'll play it tomorrow. I said that we would play it for overtime, but we're not getting overtime today, unfortunately. Let's put a wrap on it, kids. You know what it was? Too many wins yesterday. Too much winning yesterday.
The reason we didn't win today is probably because we win all the time too much.
We should have done some winning. We should have done a little less winning yesterday and then a little more winning today.
Look, he's still checking. They're 5 minutes after the 4 hours. He just keeps refreshing and checking. Like, maybe it'll come in if I just keep guilting them.
That was the problem. Sam Show says you rehashed a lot this morning. Maybe that's it. We can. We got all day to do the post-mortem. And I'll see you guys again, what, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.? Again, if you feel like...
Yes, that is the schedule.
Like throwing something in after the show's over. Cool. I'll take it off that 120 that's left. Take it easy, guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'll take an extra hour, or extra hour, an extra half hour off today. I'll mow the lawn. Get some grocery shopping.
I wasn't going to mow the lawn or feed my kids, but now that I have an extra half hour... Sure. Why not? Why not fucking get it done? Colin Madden says, I like the short delay on clips. It sounds like a summer camp PA system. Yeah, people love it.
Mountain, you call me a boomer, but at least I know to wear a headset to get rid of the echo. But what else to expect from a pedo apologist like Mountain?
Imagine being a pedo apologist. I'm so sorry my friend fucked your kid. Oh my god, was that should he not have done that? I told him not to fuck children. I'm so sorry about that. Can you imagine? Holy shit. Dildog, member for 6 months. 6 months of this nonsense. Is that it, Dildog? Jesus Christ. Gifting 10 memberships as well, which just for Dildog and also for Krautcat, who wants another bagpipe impression. This is for the 10 memberships. It's more like a didgeridoo bagpipe, I think. It's not that official. Cash, thank you for the $10. Aaron out here snubbing his little pig nose at the pores while bragging about his garbage can yacht on the weekend and begging for nickels. Yeah, I did forget about his garbage can picnic table boat where they just ride around and let the fish nibble at their little piggies. Whew. Whew. Skate to John, $50 for DK's YouTube premium subscription. Thank you very much, Skatecoot John. Unnecessary and also appreciated. I might spend that money later tonight on a magic show. So just so you know, that's what I'll be doing. All right, I got to get out of here, you guys. I got some fans coming to hang out. And, there's Samantha. We're talking about her. Samantha, come hang out. Come have a drink with us. You'll love it. You'll love it. Nobody's going to bite. Nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody cares that much about you. Just come. It thinks I'm doing thumbs up because I put my hand here. So anyway, and again, I know if you're in Scotland, you know where I'm at. I know you know the area I'm in. Everybody knows these buildings. So come on out. Have some fun. We don't dox. We don't, you don't have to take photos or anything. We'd love to just hang out and see what you're made of, you pieces of shit. Oh, we got one more coming in real quick from Da-Dog. Da-Dog. I'm in Scotland Yard. Now, this is anyone who lives in Edinburgh knows this is Quarter Mile. These buildings look nothing like anything else in the city, and you know where I'm at. Thankfully, there's about 50 of them, so you'll never know which one I'm in. But definitely easy to, if you know Edinburgh, you know where I'm at. Dill Dog, I hate this camera angle. You're more of a above the brim camera angle guy. You know what I mean? Sorry, I'll raise this up from now. I can't do that. Actually, it'll be identifying something. Maybe I don't even know. I don't even know. Posh. I mean, look, you can either stay outside of town and spend all your money on Ubers and shit, or you can just spend money and stay. It's fucking $350 a night. Whew. 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 Anyway, all right. Two more days in Edinburgh. We got people coming in from Glasgow today. We got some other fans coming to hang out. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to be drinking. Again, I might go see Avenue Q tonight just because it's 15 pounds, and that's a great show for 15 pounds. I also want to go see, I'm going to go see Glenn Wool tonight, I think, at the Counting House. He's really, really good. And who else did I want to see? Gary Starr. I think I want to see Gary Starr tomorrow. I think he's naked the entire show. So that's going to be hot as fuck, if you know what I mean. From a male nude review perspective. Okay, I got to go. Tukey Soup is on in 30 minutes, everybody. Go watch Tukey Soup and take care of yourselves, okay? Any magic shows? Yeah, I saw Colin Cloud last night. Watch the show back. I talked about it. Really, really great. Really, really great. And who else would I recommend? I don't know. Not really anybody. I haven't seen anything like that really. The Colin Cloud thing last night was fucking amazing. Like, if you're into, like, mentalism and magic and shit. And I am. And I am. I'll see you soon. Oh, Corn Diff, remind me to talk about the McMuffins. Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit. That's a whole nother rant. Remind me. Remind me. Bye.